You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
This is East Carolina Hall of Famer and Utah Jazz first-round draft pick Blue Edwards. You're listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime on The Sports Objective, your home for the best East Carolina hoops coverage.
What is going on, Pirate Nation? Welcome in to Pirate Basketball Overtime here on the Sports Objective. East Carolina goes to Philadelphia victorious tonight over the Temple Owls, 73-62. Pirates' first ever win in Philly against Temple. Taking down the Owls at the Lea Corus Center tonight. Trailed by as many as six on at least three occasions in the first half. Battle back to take a 33-31 halftime lead. And East Carolina built as much as a 13-point advantage in the second half before going on to the 73-62 win over Temple. And, it was, a much-needed road win for the Pirates. And, East Carolina had three players in double figures tonight, led. We'll go ahead and go over those numbers here in just a moment. The Pirates were led by R.J. Felton. R.J., 8 out of 10 from the floor, 20 points, 5 rebounds. Ezra Assar, 18 points, 6 rebounds. Brandon Johnson, 1 rebound shy of another double-double. B.J. had 15 points and 9 rebounds, 6 out of 12 from the floor. But the Pirates, really shot the basketball well tonight, particularly after halftime. The Pirates, they even shot it well from the floor in the first half, but after halftime, it was largely, the three-pointer that did a bulk of the damage for ECU. But then you also had R.J. Felton and Ezra Assar, as well as Brandon Johnson, doing damage in the paint. And we'll run over those numbers as far as points in the paint and team statistics here in just a moment. This will be an abbreviated version of Pirate Basketball Overtime. As I'm flying solo tonight, Dave, had an event going on that he was tied up with, unable to watch the game, so he really wasn't prepared to do the show. And then, Matt, he had planned on joining. We thought we'd be going live earlier, ran into some technical difficulties and so forth on the way home from the Hornets game tonight. My family and I, we went to the Hornets-Sacramento Kings game. Hornets lose by 25. No shocker there. But and with that being such a lopsided game, after not watching the first half live, during halftime, and then during the second half, able to catch up on the ECU-Temple game, and needless to say, very excited about what I saw. Taking a look at the rest of the team numbers tonight, in addition to R.J. Felton, Ezra Assar, and Brandon Johnson scoring in double figures, as I mentioned, R.J. with 20, Ezra with 18, and B.J. with 15. You had Cam Hayes. How about Cam Hayes? He's done some nice things at times, primarily on the defensive side. Also, some nice buckets, in the paint, in transition, fast break, layups, and so forth. But Cam Hayes tonight was able to knock down that perimeter jumper. 3 out of 6 from three-point range was Cam Hayes. Finished with 9 points, 4 rebounds for the LSU and NC State transfer. You had Bobby Pettiford. Bobby finished with 7 points, 6 assists tonight. 3 out of 6 from the floor, 1 out of 3 from beyond the arc was Bobby Pettiford. And then, so there you have what all but four of the Pirates' points were from the starting five tonight. You had Caleb LeCount had two off the bench, and Jaden Walker, you know, had a nice, you know, running one-hander there in the lane, or, you know, sweeping across the lane in the second half, and that was it. So that makes the double-digit road win all the more impressive tonight, going to Philly and winning over Temple 73-62, despite getting just 4 points from the bench. Very rarely are you going to be able to accomplish that, you know, a road win, especially in conference play, which is 4 bench points. But ECU was able to do that tonight because of the excellent performance of the starting five and Cam Hayes stepping up and knocking down those three-pointers that he had been unable to do so prior to tonight's game. Running over the team numbers, I mentioned how well the Pirates shot the basketball tonight. Without going back and checking the statistics, I would venture to say that this was perhaps the season high field goal percentage. ECU shot 54%, 27 out of 50 were the Pirates. Temple, on the other hand, just 36.4, 20 out of 55. ECU, I talked about the strong performance of Cam Hayes, 3 out of 6 from beyond the arc. You also had Brandon Johnson shot the three ball very well. And the Pirates were 9 out of 21 from beyond the arc in this one, 43%, 42.9 to be exact. ECU 10 out of 11 from the charity stripe, shooting 91% from the free throw line. ECU and Temple were knotted at 30 on the glass. ECU, and nice to see this, on 27 made field goals, the Pirates had 15 assists compared to just 7 for the Temple Owls. ECU and Temple were knotted with 4 steals apiece. Pirates had 2 blocked shots. Temple had 1. ECU, once again, took excellent care of the basketball after turning it over just 9 times, and that was a large reason that the Pirates got that win on Sunday afternoon against Tulsa, where they took down the Golden Hurricane 62-57. Tonight, ECU followed that 9-turnover performance up with just 10 against the Temple Owls. Meanwhile, Temple, despite the double-digit loss, only turned it over 8 times, but just simply did not shoot the basketball well tonight. The Pirates had 13 points off those 8 Owl turnovers, and Temple had 17 points off the Pirates, 10 miscues. The Owls had 8 fast break points, ECU 4. And I talked about the Pirates' ability to do some damage in the paint tonight. They outscored Temple 28-24 in the paint. Taking a look at the numbers for Temple, Temple had 3 players in double figures, led by Riley, the talented guard, 5 out of 12 from the floor, 3 out of 4 from beyond the arc, 15 points, 5 rebounds. And you also had White and Dazani. They had 13 and 11, respectively, to lead Temple. You know, taking a look tonight with the AAC standings, so you had ECU now 2-1. Memphis took down UTSA, so the Tigers are 3-0, not 2-0, as you see there on the screen. 14-2 overall after that 107-101 win in overtime against the UTSA Roadrunners there at the FedEx Forum in Memphis. UAB's 2-0, North Texas 2-0. Charlotte defeated Tulsa tonight at Halton Arena on the 49ers campus, 84-76, and the Charlotte 49ers are knotted with the Pirates in the standings at 2-1. ECU 9-7 overall, Charlotte 8-7. You have FAU. FAU will be in action tomorrow night. I believe it is on the Owls. I want to say play North Texas. FAU's ranked 24th this week, 1-1 in the American. Of course, a victory over East Carolina in that hard-fought game where they ended up winning by 15 points, but it was much closer than that. Just a 2-point ball game with 4 minutes remaining last week in Boca. Tulane 10-4, 1-1. SMU, which will be coming to Minji's Coliseum. They had a narrow defeat. I want to say, I'm trying to remember. I think it came against Memphis, but the Ponies are 10-5, and that will be a strong test. See how the Pirates handle the road success as they return home to Minji's Coliseum on Saturday afternoon. Need an excellent crowd out there at Minji's for that one. Running through the rest of the standings very quickly, South Florida 1-1, 8-5 under their new regime. UTSA now 7-9 overall, 1-2 in the American. Temple 1-2, 8-8 after tonight's loss to the Pirates. Wichita State 0-2 in the AAC, 8-7 overall. Rice still winless at 0-2 in the American, 6-9 overall. And then Tulsa, the Golden Hurricane, has played some decent basketball, but lost on that buzzer beater to Memphis. One of three close wins for the Tigers. And then, of course, the narrow defeat, 62-57 to the Pirates in Minji's. And then tonight, that 8-point loss to the Charlotte 49ers at Halton Arena. So there you have the American standings, and you know, through the first few games of league play. We appreciate everyone chiming in here tonight. Justin Butts, John White, former Pirate pitcher from the Coach O era, Chuck Sae, appreciate you gentlemen chiming in. Anderson Whitaker, really appreciate the kind words, Anderson. Appreciate you tuning in as always. And you know, supporting everything we do here at the Sports Objective and with Pirate Basketball Overtime. Excellent to have some momentum. And like Justin says, great to see the Pirates in the top of the standings. Of course, ECU was picked fifth to start the year, you know, in the media poll. And, you know, we've thought all along that the Pirates were better than the record showed and just hadn't been able to win those close games. Hopefully tonight, as well as obviously the victory on Sunday afternoon, Pirates have a win streak now. And of course, East Carolina has never won more than six games in the American Athletic Conference. And they've done that in each of the last two seasons, you know, 6-11 in Joe Dooley's final year, and then 6-12 a season ago under Mike Schwartz, as the Pirates played pretty well down the stretch there in mid to late February. And, of course, won a first-round AAC tournament game, taking down South Florida and then playing number one Houston very competitively for a large percentage of that one. As I mentioned, Anderson said excellent game, and it was that. The Pirates, as I noted here in the comments section earlier, 5-11 all-time against Temple now. But all those victories had either come at Minji's Coliseum or on a neutral court in conference tournament action. First win ever in Philly at the Leocora Center. And not only did they get that win, they got it by double figures tonight. 73-62 over the Temple Owls. So we won't be on here a whole lot longer tonight, as it is, you know, approaching 11:40 Eastern time. But you see Justin chimes in saying you get Cam Hayes and Bobby Pettiford Jr. going, these boys will be dangerous down the stretch, no doubt. Cam Hayes knocking down those three-pointers was absolutely huge tonight. Brandon Johnson had at least two, I want to say three, trifectas as well after halftime. RJ had one or two. And the Pirates were, therefore had at least six or seven three-pointers after the break tonight. Let's see. Any other comments here before we go ahead and wrap this up? Appreciate you guys joining us tonight. Anderson saying SMU, obviously very strong program in recent years. Last year was a bit of a down year for the Mustangs, but trying to They flipped the script here in their final year in the American in football. They won the conference title and in trying to contend for a conference championship on the hardwood as well before moving on to the ACC. He says SMU will be a real good test on Saturday. I'll be there. Got to bring the energy. Yeah, would love to be there myself. Unfortunately, just a conflict with my son's basketball as I will be at his game, 12:30 start time for that. But I'll be home in plenty of time to watch the Pirates and Mustangs late on Saturday afternoon at Williams Arena Menchie's Coliseum. You know, for any Pirates in Western North Carolina, you know, or the upstate of South Carolina that are, you know, in that 2-3 hour radius of Halton Arena. And, you know, here in the next few weeks, the Pirates, I want to say it's the first weekend of February, we'll be playing at Halton Arena. You know, we'll get this on our social media, but there will be a tailgate for that game. I want to say it's a 2 o'clock tip off, either a 2 or 3 o'clock tip off at Halton Arena. And then, so yeah, about 10:30 or 11 that morning, you know, we will have a tailgate party, and all that information concerning that will be on the Sports Objective social media. And we'll also mention it on our shows in these next few weeks leading up to that. The Pirates, you know, have several weekend games, be it on a Saturday or a Sunday, obviously several Sunday games as dictated by TV. Have already had a couple and have one here, I want to say, in about 2.5 weeks that I plan on attending, and you know, have a couple of midweek games at Menchie's against the likes of North Texas, and I'm trying to remember the other one in the next 2 weeks. I'm really looking forward to that matchup with the Mean Green, as that's a very proud, tradition-rich basketball program, and they were in the NIT a season ago. He says it was nice to see Kim Hayes get a few three balls. No doubt, Anderson. Anderson noting the outside shooting of the Pirates transfer from LSU that had been sorely missed up to this point in his ECU career, but it is nice to see him step up tonight and knock down a few, and hopefully that's the sign of things moving forward going into the remainder of the season. And he also says, Anderson Whitaker, that is, watching the game on ESPN Plus, the arena was pretty empty. Bet the boys missed Menchie's. Yeah, I found that obviously they had had some extreme weather in Philly. But to my knowledge, I don't think it was anything that should have kept fans from getting out to the game. Clearly, the Owls don't have one of their better teams that program has had, such a proud tradition. But, you know, right around 500, and speaking of 500, there probably weren't more than about 500 fans in the stands. It was extremely sparse tonight at the Leah Kohr Center. And it's also another attendance note or two. You, of course, have the Memphis Tigers, not surprisingly, leading the league in attendance, and then Wichita State second, which is also not a surprise. But the Pirates, East Carolina, third out of 14 in the American in average attendance, and we need to increase that number moving forward as this program, you know, looks to develop some momentum, have a much-needed winning season on the program's first in right at a decade or a little over a decade, I guess going back to that CIT run. That was the last time the Pirates had a winning season. East Carolina did finish 15-15 in Joe Dooley's final year in 21-22. But that 12-13 season where ECU won 23 games, that was the final time the Pirates had a winning record. And Justin Butts chiming in, still makes you appreciate the atmosphere we have. No doubt, Justin, you know, even though sometimes we complain about having, you know, 4,000 or 4,500 and how it should be better. And Pirate Nation has shown, you know, going back to that CIT run, you know, if they have a good product, and we do have a good product now, that they will support it. So we need to make that happen. get out to Williams Arena Menchie's Coliseum on Saturday afternoon. There's no reason that we shouldn't have it with the students back, especially 5,500, 6,000 minimum for SMU, and have a really rowdy, raucous atmosphere. We need to make it like it was that final 2 or 3 minutes of Sunday afternoon's game against Tulsa, as the Pirates, you know, there were so many purple gold chants, and defense, and everything that makes a good atmosphere down the stretch against the Golden Hurricane. Let's have that from the opening tip throughout the game, as we go into the game with SMU and beyond. Really appreciate that, Anderson, and thank you for the generous donation. That's very kind of you, and any of you that enjoy the show, we encourage you to share it with Pirate Nation. And please do that. Your support is much appreciated. Encourage folks to follow the podcast, subscribe on YouTube. Then obviously we can also be seen on Facebook. Just simply search the Sports Objective and you can find us on Facebook. And then we're available on pretty much all social media, on X, aka Twitter. The Pirates, anything related to the Pirates, that is, can be seen. You know, we'll just be constantly retweeting anything pertaining to ECU on the Sports Objective X account, and that is at the Sports OBJ, and on Instagram and TikTok, we can be found at the Sports Objective. If you have, you know, any content, be it a guest or a topic that you would like to see us discuss, reach out to us. Email us, thesportsobj@gmail.com, or DM us on X or Instagram or TikTok. But that will do it for this late night edition of Pirate Basketball Overtime on the Sports Objective. Again, Pirates victorious tonight in Philadelphia. ECU goes to Temple, wins 73-62, and you know, picks up that big elusive road win. And when I say elusive, I'm talking historically, and as it pertains to Temple, as the Pirates were 0-7 going into tonight at the Leah Corus Center there in Philadelphia. But great to have a 2-game win streak in the American, and the Pirates will, as we've talked throughout the last few minutes of the show, be returning home on Saturday afternoon to take on the SMU Mustangs. But for everyone here at the Sports Objective, appreciate all of our excellent listeners, and we'll talk to you real soon. There's so many things that are transpiring in the sports world, such as Nick Saban stepping down today, but we'll save all that conversation for an upcoming show. For everyone here, I'm Bob Rosenbaum. You've been watching, listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime. Again, East Carolina victorious 73-62 over the Temple Owls tonight at the Leah Corus Center in Philadelphia. Have a great one, everyone. And as always, go Pirates.